In this session of She Talks Tech, Cheryl Stevens, Digital Director of Shared Channel Experience at DWP, describes how her department is driving innovation and transformation. Cheryl tells us about her work, which is based on simplifying experiences for both colleagues and customers, regardless of channel or service line. This enables safe, efficient, inclusive, and consistent journeys for customers and clients across DWP. We cannot wait to find out more.
I'm Cheryl Stevens. I'm the Digital Director for Shared Channels Experience at the Department for Work and Pensions. And I'm going to talk to you about how we are enabling an improved customer and colleague experience through better use of technology. Before I start, I just want to set some context about who we are and what we do in DWP. So we are the UK's biggest public service department, supported by 15 agencies and public bodies. We administer the state pension and a range of working age, disability and ill health benefits. We have around 20 million claimants and customers and over 84,000 staff located across around 900 sites. We provide services in a number of different ways through Job Centre Plus, Pension Service and Child Maintenance Group. The department's key priorities are really important to me and underpin everything that we do in DWP Digital. And those priorities are running an effective welfare system that enables people to achieve financial independence by providing assistance and guidance into employment, creating a fair and affordable welfare system which improves the life chances of children, and delivering outstanding services to our customers and claimants. So, I lead a directorate that was purposely set up in April 2020. You will recognise that as the start of the global pandemic. That was a coincidence. We were already setting up Shared Channels Experience. And the reason for setting up Shared Channels Experience in DWP Digital was to lead out on that Shared Channels Experience for our customers. So our vision is simple, but I think it's quite powerful. We aim to lead the transformation of simplified experiences for colleagues and customers, driven by life events and other user needs, regardless of the channel or service line, enabling that safe, efficient, inclusive, and importantly, consistent journeys across DWP. It's this vision that drives our approach to digital services and capabilities in order to gain the best outcomes for customers while still meeting that policy intent that I've just talked about. As you heard me mention earlier, DWP has 20 million very diverse claimants and customers who have a variety of needs. That means that none of our channels are obsolete, but they are somewhat antiquated in places. Our strategy, again, is quite simple. It is to modernise those existing channels of communication whilst developing, delivering and making available new channel capabilities only where our user research says that it's needed and ultimately will enhance the customer experience. I'm going to talk through what we are doing across our channels and beyond to enable that improved customer and colleague experience through better use of technology. DWP receives over 70 million calls a year across all of our service lines. Those calls range from really simple enquiries to the I genuinely really need help. I have something really complex that I need to talk through with somebody and I need help navigating this. Currently, our telephony is operated using an IVR system. So you will recognise that as, you know, push button one for X service, push button two for Y service. Due to the diversity in those call reasons, this sometimes means that that IVR message is minutes long, and that results in real frustration to the customer. I think we can all identify with that. If you've ever had to ring a call centre, been in a queue and constantly ask questions to press different buttons, it does get frustrating. And human nature is we just press any button to get to an agent. That's what happens currently in DWP. It's entirely understandable, and it's the journey. It's that user experience that forces that action to happen. And we understand that. Once the customer gets to an agent, they undergo an identity check. For obvious reasons, we have to know we're talking to the right person before we divulge any information. Really important, particularly given the vulnerability of some of our customers. So again, that's really understandable. What that actually means in reality is that we can't segment our customers because of the any button press to get to an agent scenario. So that means that sometimes if it's complex query, the agent might not be able to help. It might not be their area of expertise, and they may need to pass the customer to someone else, which again is frustrating for the customer, especially if they've been held in a call queue and waiting to speak to that agent. They may also need to undergo another identity check with the new agent. So again, a double whammy of an experience of a journey that creates frustration. So you could say, why don't we just give a shorter IVR message? Would that help? And I'm sure it would, but it actually wouldn't modernise the experience or the service for customers. So first and foremost, I'm a technologist with a huge interest and passion for customer experience. And as a technologist, I know we have better tech at our disposal in order to reach that customer experience that we're really striving for whilst modernising our services. And that's where we're focusing in DWP Digital. So to modernise the telephony, we are developing a conversational platform. So voice-enabled call steering, it will negate the lengthy IVR and will help us get the customer to the right agent, a better experience for both. The technology in call steering, voice-enabled call steering, has come on leaps and bounds in the last sort of 5 years, particularly. We expect that to be something that will change our experience dramatically for the customer. We're also going to automate the identity check so that when a customer's presented to an agent, the agent knows the identity verification status, and that status will follow the customer if they do need to be transferred. There may be additional checks that the agent needs to do, but they will be drastically reduced by the automation of that identity check at the first point of entry. Equally, we don't want to continually verify our customer's identity. So currently in DWP, every time you call, you have your identity verified. So once we have done an ID check and it's been passed to the right level, we will, with explicit consent, take the customer's voice print, and we will use that on returning calls when they start to converse with the conversational platform. That means that we will be able to undertake that identity check and that authentication check. And if the customer doesn't need to speak to an agent, so because we have those right levels of identity verification, we are sure it is who we think it is, we can start to offer some self-serve capabilities for the more simple queries. So, for example, we've been running a pilot of this in two of our service lines, and over 2 million people, it's still run on the IVR at the moment, but they have gone through an automated identity check and they have self-served the simple inquiry, when is my next payment and how much is it? And over 2 million people have done that in the last 4 months. So that's 2 million people who would have otherwise had to speak to an agent to get that really simple query answered, and we've been able to automate that. When conversational platform arrives in this next financial year, we will see the experience heightened even more. So moving on to notifications. Notifications used to be limited to letters or outbound phone calls. We have started to use better technology to broaden the way that we communicate by our customers, importantly, all underpinned by preference, by customer preference, contact preference. Some of our capability is still immature, like email and asynchronous messaging, and we have to be super careful with how and what we communicate, and that's to protect that personal identifiable information whilst also being cognizant of communication preferences for our very diverse customer base. So lots of moving parts to get right to enable that enhanced customer experience whilst using the best technology that we can. So again, whilst we will still send letters, we will also provide other alternatives that make it easier and more cost effective for us as DWP to contact customers, but whilst also enabling customers to self-serve things like copies of letters that they might need to prove entitlement to something else through the benefit that they claim, right through to the other end of the asynchronous messaging, that two-way messaging capability that is okay to have that time lag. It doesn't need to be real time. It's really looking in that notification space to reduce the number of letters that we send where appropriate, but also provide those alternatives that actually some of our customers are really used to now from dealing with other organisations, and we're not providing those currently. And again, that's over this sort of next 3-year SR period for us, that delivery. So that's how we are going to modernise existing channel offerings. But what are we going to do differently? So we have a few new capabilities that are in use or in development that I'm just going to talk briefly about now. First of those is web chat with an agent. So web chat is not new. It isn't new in private industry. It isn't new in our daily lives. It isn't even new in the public sector. But it is fairly new in DWP. So web chat is currently being used in our child maintenance group. So child maintenance group facilitates the payment of maintenance between separated parents. The feedback has been really positive, specifically around the privacy that it gives. So given that circumstance of those separated parents, one parent is paying maintenance, you can imagine there is often times where that maintenance doesn't arrive in time. And the feedback from our customers in CMG that have been able to use web chat to converse with an agent has been really positive on the basis that it's private. They are typing, not talking, and therefore the kids don't have to hear the conversation about that missing or late maintenance. It is a use case that has been brilliant for DWP in terms of real learning around web chat, that it isn't just about that instant access to answer, and it can provide that more private channel for our customers to converse with agents in. Video is also being used successfully in our health assessments, with over 50% of our customers choosing to use video over a face-to-face appointment. The experience that is being reported from customers is seamless, a positive one. We are looking at other use cases. Where else can we use video? But again, it's got to be based on customer needs and where it can make a positive difference to the customer experience. So whilst they aren't necessarily new channels in terms of, you know, the real definition of channels, video and web chat are new channel capabilities in DWP, and the experience that we are having so far is a very positive one in the areas that we have deployed that capability. So as I have said, we have around 20 million customers. Around a third of those at any one time are in receipt of more than one benefit. So over the course of a year, you know, that goes up exponentially. But those third of customers that have to navigate more than one of our services sometimes find that tricky. And equally, our own colleagues, the agents trying to help those customers, find it tricky sometimes. So if somebody is claiming two benefits, for example, and want to know a query on both of the benefits, currently it's two different systems for the agent to go in and get that information. Equally, the whole I've told you something once, I expect it to go across my benefits isn't necessarily the case today, but that will be the case as we move forward into the next financial year and beyond. So we've spent a fair amount of time looking at how we can help solve that. So how can we solve the multiple benefit, how to navigate our systems for our agents, but equally for our customers? And going back to that telephony example that I used before, how can we help them self-serve some of these really simple inquiries that they have at a time that suits them? So we have been exploring a customer and colleague interface that would enable that better customer and colleague experience by drawing that relevant data or self-serve capabilities together in one place. It's really important to say that that interface is exactly as I've described it. So this isn't a monolithic database that has all claimants' data in. This will be run on an API service where a customer asks for something and we will retrieve that information and surface it to the customer. equally the same for the agent. And again, the technologies that have moved on in the last 3 or 4 years and our capability and maturity in DWP Digital to use them have really enabled us to start thinking very differently about how we serve our customers. And of equal importance is increasing that experience for our colleagues that help our customers every day. For me, this is a really exciting time for DWP Digital as we look to adopt those common approaches that drive the improvements to customer experience and accelerate our ability to add value. I think it's going to be a huge impact for customer experience and colleague experience over the next 2 to 3 years. And I'm really excited that we are getting to drive some of that in Shared Channels experience. So thank you very much for listening, and I will leave it there. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Cheryl, for being my guest on this episode of She Talks Tech. If you want to find out more about Cheryl and the work at DWP, you can connect with her on LinkedIn.